two queer women connect on a dating app, start a podcast, fall in love, and take off on a mind-blowing adventure. Where they end, no one knows. With a half-assed plan and a whole lot of love, what could go wrong? Especially when it feels so right. Welcome to No One Wants My Cookies, Season 2.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
And hey, friends. Welcome to your favorite podcast, No One Wants My Cookies. I'm your host, Tanya.
I'm Brooke.
And we are here today because we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Welcome to our life.
Do you ever just wonder, what is the purpose of life? Why are we here? Like, what are we supposed to do? And we decided to record this today to give you an update. We haven't been on in months.
Like, a scary long time.
Scary.
I was like, are we still doing a podcast?
Yeah, I totally forgot that we had a podcast.
Yeah, what's it called again?
No One Wants My Cookies.
Oh, right, right.
Like, yeah, because we called it that because, like, I made some cookies and, like, we went online dating and they looked like shit. And then, like, my pickup line to you was, no one wants my cookies.
It was the cutest.
So,
I love it.
But we, last time we did a podcast, we're like, hey, are you guys still listening? And one person reached out.
Was it your mom?
No, it was Jitterbug.
Oh, I love Jitterbug. Hey, Jitterbug. But, like, I don't know. Maybe we're just doing this to record ourselves. And then our hope is that someday, like, Fortune Feimster is going to listen to one of these. And she's going to be like, come on tour with us. And then we'll finally be able to just do the podcast full time.
Yeah, because, like, our life is comical, right? Like, we're funny.
I don't know. Maybe.
Or, like, we just like hearing ourselves.
I think we're relatable in some ways.
Yeah, definitely relatable. We're going through some shit right now, and the reason why I thought that it would be a good idea is because, like, when we have been happy in our relationship, like, if you think of the happiest times in our relationship,
yeah,
I think it was probably doing the podcast and just, like, making the funny videos and, you know, putting stuff on social media. Not that we really want to be stars. I don't think that's the goal of it. The goal is to just kind of have a community and
I think support. We're kind of entertainers.
Yeah, I mean, like, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, no, not like, I have to be famous, but I like to entertain people.
Yeah.
I went through this entire phase of my life where I decided I was going to be a bingo caller.
Well, I went through a phase where I was going to be a weather reporter.
Oh, my gosh.
So
okay.
So, yeah, I mean, like, before we even met, we were both entertained. I would make videos of just, like, a shitty weather forecast, which ironically just posted one today after like years of not posting one, which is really weird. And then Brooke has a whole, I'm sure you've talked about it before, but a whole like wig coat, a different identity you take
yeah.
on.
Yeah, it's a whole another person. Debbie Daubers. She loves to call bingo. She's been in retirement for, gosh, going on a year or two now. Year and a half, probably?
Yeah, there was a little scare when the owners of Starday reached out, and they're like, oh, we're opening back up. And I'm like, fuck, we're going to have to move back to Portland. Like, you were like, well, they, like, I don't know if I could, like, maybe I could just, like, do a couple. And I'm like, we live in California. But you were torn.
Yeah, I consider it really good practice for our retirement. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just going to, I'm putting a little pin in it, moving on to the next thing, podcast star and motorcyclist in IB.
Yeah, because we got these electric bikes that have fat tires that look like motorcycles, so we call them our motorcycles.
Brap, brap.
Brap, brap. That's for Hannah. But we also might be therapists.
Oh, my God. We do know a lot. Pretty much everything there is to know about mental health.
Right? Everything to know about mental health. And today, our hot topic is grief. Is that a fun topic?
Bum, bum, bum. Is it because we've been crying on and off for the better part of 4 days?
That's exactly it, Brooke. Today, we're going to talk to people about what it's like to lose a dog.
Aww. R.A.P. Aldous.
We recently, well, 4 days ago now, had to put down our dog, Aldous, a.k.a. Superman, and it was tragic. It was trauma. And I was like, you know, we've been crying for days. We'd like, we went to Big Bear this weekend, but just, like, I couldn't even be in the house. I was like, get me out of here. I want to drink. I want to gamble. I want to, like, eat, like, do everything bad. But other than that, we've just mostly been in bed.
Yeah, I think I spent the first 24 hours crying nonstop. And then you were like, we need to get out of here. And so, and at first I was like, no, I just want to lay here all weekend and cry. Thank you very much. And then about 5 minutes later, I was like, okay, let's do it. And we went to Big Bear and we cried most of the way there. And we cried a little bit less coming back, but
a little bit. A little bit less. Yeah, so Aldous had been sick for a couple... Like, I wouldn't even say sick. Like, he just was...
Old.
He was 13, and he was just kind of like... His arthritis was flared up, and kind of limping around. I'm like, oh, he doesn't feel good. And then he stopped eating. And if you know Aldous, he's an eater. He is
food motivated.
Very food motivated, like myself and Henry. So Thursday, it's really weird how, like, whether you believe in God or the universe or whatever your beliefs is, there's something to be said about things that do not make sense. And I go outside and Brooke's crying and she's like, I'm not ready to say goodbye to him. And I was like, whoa, like, can we make an appointment? Like, let's, like, calm down. I'm going to go boil him some chicken. Like, calm down. And she's crying. And she's like, I'm not ready. And I'm like, well, either am I. So I make him some boiled chicken. And I go to give it to him. And he doesn't eat it. I'm like, uh-oh. So I was like, we need to take him. So this was going, like, we're both working at the time. And we're like... I'm like, babe, he won't eat the chicken. She's crying. She's trying to work. Like, we're going back and forth. So as soon as we get off work, we take him to urgent care. And we're like, he's not even eating chicken. And the doctor was like, oh, well, he's showing signs of being over-medicated.
Yeah, he had Cushing's, so...
She wasn't concerned at all. But yeah, I was like, he's not eating boiled chicken. And she's like, yeah, but his gums look good. His heart rate sounds normal. I'll do some blood work, come back and pick him up in a couple hours. So we're like, okay, and we'd actually gone to In-N-Out to get him a cheeseburger for being such a good boy at the vet.
Right.
Like, not the whole cheeseburger, guys. Like, don't judge us, okay?
Just a little bit. But, like, most of the cheeseburger.
So we get home. The vet calls. Brooke has it on speaker. And, like, you could tell right away, right? Like, her voice was kind of shaky.
Yeah, she definitely did the, like... I'm about to deliver some bad news.
And over-explained everything in way too much detail before she dropped the news.
I literally heard the, like, wah, 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 wah. Like, she was talking at us and I didn't... I knew what I needed to hear and she... Then I just zoned out.
Yeah. Yeah. The same. Except I picked up on bad news. Like... Well, yeah. She said, like, a whole bunch of blah, 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 bad news, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, what does this all fucking mean? Like, what does it mean?
Yeah.
And she said, it would be inhumane to try to save him.
Yeah.
Is what her words were. So I was like, so she's like, I suggest you come say goodbye. And I was like, what? Did this really just fucking happen? Like, we thought he was, like... Like, over-medicated from his... Or maybe he ate something bad. Like, you know, our dogs sometimes get in the cat litter box, you know? They're not perfect, okay? Neither are your dogs. But thought maybe he got into something. So we're driving to the vet and to say goodbye. Like, we thought we were picking him up with a fucking In-N-Out cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And
it was very sudden.
It was very sudden. And we're like...
Very sad.
Oh, my God. Like, are we really doing this? But I'm like, we actually haven't seen her or him and actually had a conversation. So, like, for me, there was still a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
And as soon as we walked into the office, the receptionist greeted us and ushered us into a private room.
Yeah.
So I was like, this isn't good.
It was not good. I just cried when I saw his little face.
Yeah.
And then K came a lot of heartache and really hard decisions and a lot of cuddles and a lot of asking him if he was ready to go play with his friend Ari. And I mean, the hard part came after that. Grieving is not easy. It's very, very uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable. You know, you cry and you're just like depressed and you lay around. But I'm so used to turning those feelings off and numbing it. And I think you are too.
Yeah.
You know, people say, what do they say? Stay strong, stay busy, stay active. And what I learned after losing my dad is that's exactly what you do not do.
Yeah.
You don't ignore it. You don't numb it. You don't work harder and not think about it. You process it and you let yourself feel. So it's been fucking fun 4 days.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
Crying and, but we're sober.
Yeah, I mean, it's like super uncomfortable to have a sad feeling or a sad memory or thought and actually like cry about it in the moment and acknowledge that you're like feeling sad. I think it's just we're programmed to just like not think about it and move on and be strong and stuff like that. But I think as humans, we are learning that we have to process, and being sober while processing is just like the cherry on top.
It's like you physically feel it and emotionally feel it and it sucks. But you got to think, what do you always say, babe? The marathon?
It's not a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon?
Something like
that. Damn, I fucked that up some more.
We're in for the long game. So the goal here is to feel like shit, to cry our brains out, make sad Facebook posts, and hopefully...
And find ways to find tools and ways to heal. I feel like there's a lot of different ways that people heal from losing a pet. I mean, because that's like the worst thing is that, like, why don't pets live as long as humans? Like, a lot of people have a loss of pets in their life because pets don't live as long as us.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people have, you know, ways of dealing with it. I think one of the coolest things that I have figured out, well, two. I just bury my head in his dog bed and smell all the smells and worry that the smells are going to go away someday and I'm going to forget what he smells like. So there's that. And then also, your mom gave me chimes.
You?
What? Oh, us. I mean, it said...
Yeah. You're not the only griever here, Brooke.
Your mom gave us chimes. Thanks, Mom. And so, like, whenever the wind blows a little bit and you hear the chimes kind of ding, ding, we say, oh, Aldous is talking to us.
There's our Superman.
Yeah. But I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other great ideas for healing, too, out there. Here's one thing you don't do. Do not Google where do dogs go when they die. Because I got, like, that? 50, like, Christian websites that told me not what I wanted to hear. Super not appreciated.
I didn't know you did that.
I did. I considered buying a children's book about where dogs go when they die because I just want to make sure he's okay. That's like the hardest thing for me.
All dogs go to heaven?
Well, my friend Erin, Ari's mom, said if you want to torture yourself, watch All Dogs Go to Heaven. But I haven't like gotten up the courage to do that yet.
Oh, I remember watching that as a little kid and just bawling and just being like, why? Why?
Yeah, so yeah, I don't.
It's a real bummer. We've been like, talking why about him too.
Why would we want to watch that? But like, I trust her because like when she lost Ari was like part of the family too. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like we had a similar very deep bond with our fur babies. And so, yeah, I'll take like any advice I can get.
Yeah. Totally. Don't watch Marley and Me. Like, for me, that movie, because I've always had a yellow lab, or a lab, not necessarily yellow, but a lab in my life, my whole entire life. So Marley and Me gets me. I mean, I can't.
No.
I can't do it.
I've, like, never seen it and never will see it, so no.
Nope.
Nope.
But it's also healthy to talk about it and to, like, you know, like, just... Oh, Bearcats wants to say hi.
Meow.
So... Yeah. We've been talking about him and being like, oh, remember this?
Yeah.
But what was your favorite thing to do with Aldous?
Prior to me.
Well, no, with me or prior to me, because, you know, we've only
Same answer.
What?
Cuddle him and stick my face right by his ear and tell him I loved him and tell him he's so beautiful.
You did. She told him he was beautiful every day.
He was beautiful every day.
He was, but she would grab him and like pick him up off the bed, and she would do what she just said, and she'd be like, "You're beautiful. Don't you know you're beautiful?" Yeah, she doesn't do that with Henry and Bear. She had a special bond with Superman.
Yeah,
for sure.
He's my Mr. Man.
He was so funny. I think my favorite thing next to cuddling.
Mm-hmm.
Was taking him to the beach.
Yeah. Watching him run. That was the cutest.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes he'd put his toes in the water.
But not too far.
And then he'd be like, okay, that's enough. And what was so funny about all this at the dog beach. So here in California, you can't have your dogs just like on the beach. There's like designated dog beaches. And so when we take him to dog beach, he's like, super social. He has to say hi to everybody. He runs. He's just like, has a great time. And probably like at the 30 minute mark, without us prompting, like he just would start walking to the car. Like he was just be done. And I'd be like, okay, it's time to go now. And you know, Henry'd be like, what the fuck, guys? You know, cause that's how Henry talks, I assume.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, nope, we're ready. And he would just like, sometimes he'd walk rather fast or even start jogging to the car.
Yeah.
He would just be done. And I love that about him. I love that he had boundaries for himself. Like,
oh, yeah, okay. Nope,
we're leaving now.
Boundaries. That's so sweet of you. How we love. We just rosy.
Oh, it wasn't all rosy. I mean, he did pee on my bed once. And on the floor several times.
Oh, yeah. I was telling you that when... Because I used to travel a lot for work pre-pandemic and pleasure, and I'd be gone for a long times, you know, sometimes a month at a time. And when I'd come home, he'd be so mad at me. I would, you know, you'd been traveling for like 20 hours and you get home and you finally see your own bed and you crawl into it, and then he would just like pee on me.
Yeah, you deserved it.
I mean, I couldn't even get mad at him. Yeah. I'd just be like, here we go again. I'm so sorry
buddy. I left you, bud. But you always left him with Alex, who I'm sure is also grieving, because you guys lived together for 7 years.
Yeah. No, it's probably really tough for... I mean, he probably touched a lot of... I mean, Alex, definitely. Yeah. She was his edamame, is what we called her. other mommy. It's a whole thing, guys. Anyway. but, you know, he was on my employee badge when I first started at my job. Because it was a dog-friendly office, so he's been working there as long as I have. We've, you know, lived with different people, you know, friends and other dogs, and yeah.
Yeah, he was a good boy.
Touched a lot of lives.
He did. He was a really good boy, and he was so calm with other animals and kids.
Yeah.
Like my niece who, at Christmas, she wasn't one yet. And he was just so calm with her and just, like, sat next to her and just... He just had a really good soul.
Yeah.
Aww. And I'm going to miss him.
You're so sweet. Grieving is hard. Grieving is super hard, man. And especially with, like, animals, you know, they, like, don't talk. It's like, it's like you knew what he was thinking. We could, like, read his mind, you know? And you can see it in his eyes, but I don't know. It's just tough. It's just like a really hard family member to lose. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to.
Yeah.
I think we should take this opportunity to all share a story about our favorite animal story.
I like that. Yeah. So I guess at the end of the day, we decided to record again because we need a little support.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is real shit we're going through. So, of course, we like to spread that all around.
Well, I think there's nothing wrong with asking your friends for a little help once in a while.
I think that's true. Yeah. Like, I'd love tips and tricks on, you know, things that helped you guys when you're, you know, losing a pet. I will try literally anything.
Yeah. And it can't be 6 bottles of wine.
Right.
Because, you know, we haven't tried that this time around, but we've tried it in the past. And the hangover the next day and the $40 Panera bill, you know, gets me every time. So.
Yeah. We have been eating our feelings a little bit.
For sure.
I just, like, polished off, like, my 4th cupcake of the weekend.
Yeah. $60 for pizza delivery? Okay.
Sold.
Don't care.
Yeah.
But other than that sad news, did you guys know I was working?
Killing it. We got 2 working ladies in this 600 square foot apartment.
Yeah. So
if you need a job or you know somebody that needs a job, hit us up.
Yep. I'm a recruiter for a staffing agency, so I can help you find a job. Leave all my contact. Sell myself. And we are, our lease is up. So we are going back and forth, staying, going, buying, renting.
We're taking applications. If you want us to come to your city,
let us know. What's the cost of living? We want at least 2 bedrooms.
Oh my God. Okay. Tommy, you have the want, you are picky. You're like, I want at least 2 bedrooms, probably 3 in washer and dryer. We need an outdoor space. We need a garage.
This is coming from the person that wants to spend $3,500 on a couch. So please do not do this right now. But yes, she is right. A garage, washer and dryer, 2 bedroom. And I'd like some RV space.
Yep.
Maybe not exactly for our own RV. Maybe it's for Uncle Charlie and Becky cruising through town. But maybe someday we can get our own motorhome. We actually wanted to get a motorhome before we moved here and just travel around because we're just both not settled downers.
Yeah, we want to explore.
We just like exploring. We like seeing new things. We love it here. We're 4 blocks from the beach. But yeah, our lease is up, and do you want us to come near you? Let us know.
Or far away from you, let us know, and we'll stay away.
Yeah. What do we got on the list? So far, like, Bend, maybe, or Weed, California, because it's named Weed.
We're going to end up there. It's going to be hilarious. That's really the only places we've had on our list so far. So
maybe Eugene, maybe staying here in San Diego. Like,
got some friends in Colorado that would probably be stoked.
And we got my other mom, Julie, there.
Yep, there too. We go. Montana, yeah. We can head up to Montana.
Yep, I got family there. We can go to Iowa.
Oh, hey! Corn country.
I'm so confused. Where is it?
Just let us know where we should go.
Yeah. So I guess we're taking a poll on Bronya's next adventure and share a story about your dog.
I love it. And let us know what you want future podcasts to sound like, what you want us to chat about. Otherwise, we'll probably just talk about the ourselves. Last thing we ordered. Okay. That's a given.
Oh, yeah. I think we always talk about ourselves. Should we bring guests back on?
Maybe. I mean,
like, how did that go? Did you like our friends? Like, for those of you who are not on the show, did you like listening to our friends? Yeah, we need to hear from you. Like, I know you're dying to hear from us.
Right. And that means you too, Cindy.
She still can't
figure it. Mom, shout out.
Yeah, more like Connie, because my mom can't figure out how to download the Spotify app. So I think the only mom that listens is Connie.
Hey, Connie. All right. Well, let's wrap it up, babe. You want to say goodbye to everybody?
Goodbye, everybody. It's been so great. I'll see you next time on our podcast date.
Woo! All right. Bye, Cookie fans.